Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, investigators are into their second day of the latest search for Madeleine McCann, with officers in Portugal looking for signs that the three-year-old was there 18 years ago. And Dan Whitehead, Sky's news correspondent in Portugal, joins us. Dan, no, I suppose, revelations coming from yesterday's search. What can we expect from today?
Yeah, I mean, it's perhaps not a surprise that the German authorities and indeed their Portuguese counterparts are not giving a running commentary on what's being done here. We understand yesterday the focus for the authorities were ruins of some barns and some old farmhouses, and indeed at least one, if not two, wells, which we understand were emptied of water as part of the search. We think today that they'll be using more sophisticated equipment, ground-penetrating radar. I'm actually stood just on the edge of this search area at the moment. It is dense shrubland. It is there's lots of sort of old stone buildings that are ruined, quite a lot of thick grass. It's coarse. It is on literally the cliff edge at one side, where I can look around and see Praia da Luz, the apartment where the McCanns were 18 years ago, and there where I'm stood about a kilometre and a half as the crow flies, is this vast area where there are 21, we understand, sites of interest that the 30 or so police led by German officers are searching.
Okay. Without wanting to be, macabre, it sounds like a place that would be suitable for disposing of a body, bleak, scrubland, isolated, all of that. One would wonder why none of this was searched previously.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. And actually, the area, and this, it is a large area, has been searched before over the 18 years, but there is no way that officials could search the whole area. So the big question is there specific intelligence that has led to these sites? Now, on one hand, you might say, well, there's 20 or so areas, which tends to suggest that there's nothing that specific, and it certainly isn't that focused. An officer I spoke to yesterday by one of the tents before the police cordon was brought in at 6 a.m, he said that they're changing the location every day. So has there been a tip-off? Is there something specific? You know, that is the big question that we don't know. But in terms of the terrain and whether something could be put here or hidden, then yes, look, it is remote. There are not many people here. It's very rarely used by dog walkers, and it's very sparsely populated, a vineyard and maybe two or three houses.
And Dan, we believe that Christian B, the prime suspect in the abduction of Madeleine McCann, that he had a cottage or some kind of a property near this area that's being searched back at the time in 2007?
That's right. So if you're looking at a map, there's the search area to the left, about a kilometre and a half is Praia da Luz, where the apartment was. Pretty much in the middle of that, on the edge of this sort of rural area, is the farmhouse which Christian B used to own back in 2007. He was a handyman in the area. He was well known. He is the prime suspect in the German investigation into Madeleine's disappearance. He denies any involvement. He's, of course, at the moment in prison for rape on a different case, but he's due to be released potentially in September. So there could be an element of some time pressure to this in wanting to bring any charges. As I say, he's always denied any involvement.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Dan Whitehead there, Sky News correspondent in Portugal.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.